Welcome to another audio boo from the I-5th class. Today's subject is cells. We have been learning all about cells this week in fifth grade, and I'd like some of the students to share something new that they learned about cells. Michelle, what did you learn about cells this week?
All plants and animals have them.
Excellent. Who else learned something about cells this week? Bryce.
All plants and animal cells are all different.
Great. We did learn there are some differences. Who learned something else about cells? Matt.
I learned that all plants are the plant cells are the only cell that has cytoplasm.
Oh, is that correct? I think both plants and animal cells have cytoplasm, but cytoplasm's a great word. Who remembers something that only the plant cells have? Kennedy.
Plant cells are the only cell that can make their own food.
Yes, they can make their own food. Does anyone remember anything else that plants only have? Angel.
I was going to say something else.
Okay. Anyone else remember anything that only plants have, what part it is? Tiara?
A cell wall.
It has a cell wall. You're right. And Angel, what was the other fact you were going to tell about what you learned about cells?
The difference between muscle cells, nerve cells.
All right, great. And who can tell me one hard vocabulary word you learned this week about cells? And bonus if you can tell what it means. Jeff?
Active transport and...
Passive transport. All right. Do you remember what those meant?
Not really.
All right, those were really hard. Who can explain about the active and the passive transport?
I thought I was going to say it was called diffusion.
Okay, it does have to do with diffusion. You are so right. All right, well, that's just a quick update from our science class about what we've been learning about cells. God has created us in a marvelous way, and we will be learning more as we go along. Thank you very much.